Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm actually not meant to be here. You know that.
Where are you meant to be? In your stag that everyone else says, and Jamie's such a pussy, he's going late.
Firstly, I'm not going. No, only three people are there at the moment.
And the rest are going out and you're still going later. At one point, Jamie was like, I'm just going to do a day. There's loads of people placing bets that you're going to do one day and then just dust.
I'm currently on a stag do. That's where I am.
Skiing naked.
Not skiing naked.
I'm to on... impress your friends.
No, I'm not trying to impress anyone. I'm on
roly-polying, showing your balls.
Roly-polying, a roly-poly.
A roly-poly.
Yeah, roly-poly. So we're going to do a little bit of a different episode today where I'm just going to be at the top of this and then you've got your bridesmaids coming on.
Adios, hasta la vista.
Well, I'm not in this episode.
He's hasta la vista.
Do you know what hasta la vista means?
See you later, right?
Is that what hasta la vista means?
No, hasta luego means that. Or just hasta la vista, live life. Come on, live life.
Today's going to be a little bit of a different episode because I'm actually not on the episode today.
You've said 10 times.
I'm on my stag, having a great time. You, however, what have you? You got a surprise for everyone.
I've got my bridesmaids coming on. Well, two of them.
You've got two bridesmaids coming on. One of your bridesmaids, Bella, who's coming on. Her boyfriend of 10 years,
yep.
Charles, is on the stag do with
Charles,
me.
If you're listening, it's about time to propose. It's 10 years.
So,
I'm just doing her a favour.
All right, so do you think people are going to miss me that I'm really not on the episode really today?
No, I think they're going to have a great time with my little bridesmaids. The strippers, I googled Fowler's Air strippers.
No, you did not.
Yeah, I did. I'm not threatened.
You googled Fowler's Air strippers.
Damn straight.
And what came up?
I'm not threatened.
What do you think I would do? I'm just so confused.
Well, obviously, you're all going to be like, ooh.
Why would we make that noise at them?
Well, I hope you don't, but you'll
you think
be like,
if a stripper came in, like, I would go, oosh,
oosh, oosh. That's what you're going
to
do.
Oosh, oosh.
Some of them are fathers, so I really hope they turn a blind eye and they go, this isn't for me. I'm
so if we're not
system.
Having strippers while skiing.
Bella said you're going to have naked people going, ooh, all over.
Why is everyone making ghost noises? I don't understand.
That's what strippers do, didn't you know?
No, strippers don't come on.
Oh, what do strippers do?
I went to a strip club when I was 18 years old. One of my ex-girlfriends took me.
Only once?
I've been twice.
I've been once.
Well, when did you go to strip club?
I went after Pride of Britain. Do you remember?
When you left me?
Yeah.
You went to a strip club?
Yeah, and I didn't know it was a strip club. And suddenly, there were just butts in my face. And I was like, what is going on?
So you went to a strip club after the Pride of Britain Awards?
Yeah, well, we celebrated them and then we celebrated nakedness.
All right, honey, listen. All right, let's begin the episode. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hello, I'm Jamie Lang.
Hello, I'm Sophie Habib.
And we met 4 years ago, and now we are...
getting married.
Yeah, that's right, we are.
Well, nearly.
Well, nearly. Everyone, welcome back to Nearly Weds Podcast. As I said, I'm not really here today, so I'm actually going to leave it in the hands of you, Sophie.
Oh, don't do that. And you are here, so...
I'm only here for literally the next, I don't know, like few minutes, and I'm off my stag, so I'm actually...
And then you're off on your flight join everyone 3 days late.
I'm not joining everyone 3 days late.
How long do you really think you're going to last?
I'm going to last until Sunday, 100%.
I give it 48 hours max.
And then you think I'll just come home?
Yes.
No, I'm going to go...
You'll be in the loo with a panic attack going, I can't drink anymore. Calling me.
Oh
how
God.
Many times do you think you'll call me?
Not many, actually, at the moment. I'm not going to call you at all.
At the moment? I've had a really bad situation, guys.
What's happened?
Okay, firstly, I lit a candle yesterday and the wax flicked into my eyeball and I can't get it out. I think it scarred my eyes. So that's really annoying. Secondly, I went for a lymphatic drainage massage and... she was rubbing the tummy.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that I needed to detox myself. So she sent me off on my way with a little pack of what looked like crystals. And she said, put them in hot water and just drink them, but don't. Oh no, she said, do it first thing in the morning or like about 2 hours before you go to sleep. I was like, fuck it, I'll just do it now. And let me tell you.
Well, what happened? What did Epsom salts do?
Epsom salts, if anyone knows.
Yeah.
It's a big old cleanse and it's
someone gave you Epsom salts today?
Yes.
So what do they work as a laxative?
I don't know what they do, but they're horrible and they taste like shit. Just
why did the lymphatic drainage person give you these salts?
Because she said I was bloated and she said that will help detox it. So the next session I have, it'll be easier to like fully detox myself.
What? So she gave you these salts that makes you poop?
Well, don't act like she's giving me like heroin. She only gave me salts. Okay.
All right. When someone has Epsom salts, do you want to hear the side effects of them?
Oh, no, don't. I really don't want to hear.
The side effects of them. Here we go. Dizziness or fainting?
I feel dizzy today.
Yeah, you seem a bit dizzy today.
Do I seem dizzy?
Okay. You have an upset stomach. Diarrhea, blurry vision, changes in bladder habits, irregular heartbeat.
Stop telling me this, I'm going to sue that lady.
Difficulty breathing, really. Muscle weakness.
What?
Oh my God. Jose, what, Sevi didn't realise, what were you putting in your mouth recently? What is it?
Magnesium spray, kids magnesium body spray. And I was like this, ch-ch-ch, on my mouth every night, thinking it was going to help me sleep.
Oh my God.
Tasted awful.
Do you know what I did before once? So have I ever told you the story? When I was living with my buddy,
probably.
I was living with my friend, Oliver Proudlock.
Oh, there's a surname.
Jamie only
refers to people with that whole name.
He was away for a bit and I had, and I would go into his bathroom. Because I wanted to use his toothpaste.
So I went into... used his toothbrush.
No, I didn't use his toothbrush. So I went into my friend's room and in his bathroom, he had an ensuite, but the light was broken. So I had to feel around and I found the toothpaste thing and I put it on my toothbrush, started brushing my teeth. Every single time I brushed my teeth, I was like, this just tastes like shit. I was like, who brushes their teeth with this shit? Anyway, so this is freaking rank. Did it for about 3-4 days. Went back into the bathroom and suddenly the light was working. I don't know why. And do you know what I've been using? Tattoo cream. I've been using tattoo cream on my teeth for 4 days.
That explains so much.
What does that explain?
4 days of not brushing your teeth. That explains.
What? That was years ago.
Yeah, yeah. It sticks with you.
What do you
all
mean?
All that food and all that gunk for you. 4 days.
4 days of what?
You can't get rid of that.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can't.
We got to get this rolling because you got to get your bridesmaids in.
I can't wait.
You got to do that. I think before we go there, we should probably read some listeners' messages. What
let's
you think?
Do that.
So before I go on the stag, let's listen to
listeners' messages.
Thank you so much for your listeners' messages. As always, we absolutely love them. We have another butt plug story.
Do you guys have butt plugs? I'm asking our producers because are we the only...
What do you think they're going to say? Yes.
Are we the only people in the world that don't have a butt plug?
Well,
boy, would you like one?
No. But you know, you can get see-through butt plugs.
Why do you know all these fucking weird facts?
You do. People get see-through butt plugs.
Why is that any better?
Well, I imagine what it's like is like when you have a bedroom, underwater so you can see all the fish. I think that's why they have see-through butt plugs.
I physically feel sick.
Does that make sense? I think that's why people like...
I physically feel sick.
There's loads of different butt plugs. You get a butt plug which...
I don't care to know what you used to do with your ex-girlfriends. Thank you very much.
I've never done that with an ex.
Oh, so you just scroll about on the internet for see-through butt plugs.
No,
I would rather not, thank you very much. I did find a cock ring in his drawer once and that was hellishly upsetting.
What the hell? Yeah. I've never in my life used that. You can get a butt plug that's called...
You know more.
Well, you do. You get a butt plug that has a tail attached to it.
You have told me. I feel like this might be a fetish of yours.
No,
at this
it's
point.
Not. It's not, but they do have a thing and then you can put on a unicorn horn so you look like a unicorn.
You're wrong in so many ways.
Okay, here we go. We have a story from Harry. He says, since everyone's talking about butt plugs recently, I've got a butt plug story that trumps all others. Me and this girl I was dating for about 6 months were starting to experiment. I bought a butt plug for us to use. It looked a little like a pear, that was completely black.
That's huge.
Anyway, we're having sex. I whack the plug out of my bottom drawer and proceed to enter the butt plug. It's in. We start to have sex. And to my astonishment, the the butt plug starts squeaking. Not like a little squeak. I'm talking on bicycle horn level beep. With every thrust, another horn beep. It was like we were having sex on the M16.
No.
The weirdest thing about it was...
No, just
the weirdest thing about it was the faster we were... The quicker the horn beeps.
Maybe I don't like it when you get this red. It really scares me.
The weirdest thing about it is the faster we went, the quicker the horn beeps came. Beep, 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 beep. Anyway, it gets worse. Unknown to the both of us, we start to hear footsteps outside the bedroom. It turns out that her mother had been in the house the entire time, was wondering what all the noise was about. Next thing we know, she's knocking on the door. Bear in mind, I'm currently in fits of hysterics, fully naked, whilst her daughter is knelt in doggy position with a truck horn inside her bum. Safe to say, we're no longer together and the butt plug hasn't been used again.
That was not a butt plug.
What was it?
Why would a butt plug beep, beep, beep every time?
I don't know, because I think everyone would laugh when it happened. I think that's why.
No, I think it was like a dog toy, like a pair.
I don't think it was a dog toy.
It was a little pair dog toy that they threw and they somehow got mistaken. Okay, I've got one.
Okay, go.
From Rosie and Jack.
Oh. Jack.
Isn't there a song called that? Rosie and Jack.
That's it. How's
they
it go?
Go to the flat.
Are you talking about Rosie and Jim?
Oh, that's it.
Rosie and Jim. Rosie and Jim.
They are slim. Okay.
What? No, it's Rosie and Jim. Rosie and Jim. Trugging along on the old rag doll.
I wasn't young enough. Sorry, you're older than me, so I don't know that song. Okay, right.
Young enough for that. What is
Rosie
going on?
And Jack, not Jim.
Yes.
I have a mortifying story that I have only just gotten over. 2 summers ago, my parents went traveling, so me and my boyfriend had the house to ourselves. We were a year into our relationships, so doing it like bunnies still, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Bunnies. During one hot evening, we had decided to watch you-know-what porn together. I'm guessing porn, right?
Mm-hmm.
Together on my phone to get us in the mood, and then proceeded to get very involved with each other. So much so that I completely forgot about my unlocked phone, which was now unknowingly stuck to my butt cheek. We were both by now being very vocal and panting loudly, really getting into it. We even participated in some dirty talk. I can't remember the specifics, but something the lines of, that's it, harder, daddy.
Oh my God. I mean, honestly.
And we went to change positions and I saw that my phone was on a call to my work colleague and close friend family and had been for 15 seconds.
Oh my God. That would be horrendous.
I can't. I hung up instantly and we just stared at each other out of breath, speechless, while I saw on my phone that we had in fact been on an outgoing call for 15 seconds with him. This immediately killed the mood and I counted out 15 seconds, realising to our mortification how much he had heard.
Mort what?
Mortification.
Is that right? Mortification?
That's how it's
that
spelled.
That is exactly right, yes.
Sorry, you just out you on the podcast all the time, you big red traveller. Mario Kart.
You big red traveller.
With your yellow socks.
Okay, go.
We stared at each other in silence for what felt like forever until I decided to send a measly text saying, sorry, I pocket called you, to which he replied, I figured you did. I was so riddled with anxiety that I could hardly sleep, worrying that he would stay the next day at work. It finally got to the end of the day when I saw him, where he said in front of everyone, what were you up to last night? Those sounds were making me blush. I then realised he had told everyone and I wanted to dig myself a hole and bury myself there. Worst day ever.
Oh.
And the most embarrassing that ever happened to
me. Have you ever had that? Have you ever done it? Has anything like that ever happened to you?
I have. We were traveling, 3 girls.
Yeah.
We fell out within the first week. It was the worst time ever. And when I say we fell out, I mean, we were never going to talk again. Mm-hmm. Lo and behold, she's one of my absolute best friends now.
Where's the third girl? What happened to her?
Anyway, Chrissy palms off to Palm Beach and we're stuck in Miami. Bearing in mind, we're meant to be in Peru at this point. She just jotted off and we were fuming. Both of us had boyfriends. We were texting them feverishly and we both sent it to her instead.
You sent it to Chrissy?
I've also pocket dialed someone else and been speaking about them. But what? The best thing was they thought I was talking about someone else. So they go, oh my God, I heard you. You pocket dialed me and I heard you talking about so-and-so. Like, I agree. And I was like,
all right, we have another very cute proposal story. This will really make your heart melt from Jade. I wanted to share my proposal story and wedding plans as I can honestly say your podcast has inspired our wedding day. On the 23rd of December, 2022, my partner and I flew over to Iceland and had the most magical first day. I remember thinking at the end of the day, I couldn't love him more if I tried. Off to bed we went that night feeling all fuzzy when he woke me up in the middle of the night screaming, the northern lights, the northern lights. I was very confused but quickly threw on my clothes over my PJs. To our amazement, the lights were dancing all over the sky. It was truly the most beautiful thing I'd ever seen. I turned to face my boyfriend and there he was on one knee holding a blue sapphire ring, which I had dreamed of since I was a little girl. I screamed yes. To which he replied, I haven't asked you anything. He then popped the question. Fast forward to March and I was suddenly crippled with anxiety and stress, trying to plan the wedding. I constantly felt like I was trying to please everyone and I had forgotten what we truly wanted. Sounds familiar. One evening, my fiancé came home and said, I can't wait to marry you. And I replied, I can't wait neither. So we took the plunge a few months later and we're running off to Gibraltar to elope, just the two of us. It's safe to say we are back in our engagement bubble and excited more than ever to get married. Thank you for making me laugh each week and representing what true love is truly about. You are the only people that know about our secret wedding and it feels amazing to share.
I have love, Jade.
How amazing is that?
Oh my God, I have full goosebumps. Also, I know Gibraltar. Go see the monkeys. They climb all over you. They're a bit evil, but it's a good.
I think they've already been, honey. I think they've done it already.
That's really sweet. I had goose pimples. We could have
they've
done.
Already done it. They can't go and see the monkeys now. It's
Gibraltar
already been done.
Also such a rogue place. Just
go there and do it.
No one can find them.
Okay, we also, before I go on my stag do, because I'm about to go, we got to do our Propose the Pod jingle. Are you ready for this, Soph?
Yeah.
The Propose the Pod jingle is from Sarah Doe, and here it is.
Favorite one, yeah. That is unreal. It's like Neighbours. If I was a record deal person, I'd sign you up right now.
You'd sign.
That's like Neighbours.
Yes, like Neighbours. Imagine this is our sitcom. Here we go. Straight, it's
God,
for me.
I'm feeling a bit emotional with all of these.
It's unbelievable. Thank you. Unreal. That was unbelievable.
That was unreal.
Our proposal pod today is from Sophie, who says, hi guys, my boyfriend and I went for the bank holiday up to our favorite beach in Northumberland. It's a 3.5 hour drive, so I suggested we put your guys' podcast on, and he loved it. We laughed all the way. Little did I know he was planning a proposal of his own. When we arrived at the beach, he proposed and we spent the weekend at a little B&B by the sea. I proposed the pod, but he proposed to me. We get married in April next year after 7 years of being together. Love to you both, Sophie.
Soph, congrats.
Isn't that amazing?
That's unbelievable.
That is amazing. She proposed the pod and he proposed to her.
I love... Wait, so she was like, here you go, listen to this podcast. And then he, in his mind, he was thinking, he was thinking, you're trying to hint to me, but don't you worry, sister.
Don't you worry, brother.
Hopefully they don't call each other brother.
All right, we want to say a huge thank you to every single person who always writes in. Remember, please send your stories into contact@nillywedspodcast.com or slide into our DMs @nillywedspodcast.
Off you go.
Yeah, well, I'm going to leave you now.
Wear a helmet, wear shin pads, And that's shin all pads. I want to know.
That's all you want to know?
I want helmet, shin pads, drink, a water in between every drink.
Okay. Do's and don'ts on the stag do.
Don't ski naked and hurt yourself. No backflips.
Okay, what else?
Wear a helmet the whole time.
Yeah.
Like even when you're on nightclubs, just in case you bang your head.
Okay.
And
do's?
Just talk about me the whole time.
Okay, I'll talk about you loads.
You could have a picture of me on your ski outfit saying, I'm getting married to Sophie Habu.
Should have done that.
Don't get another tattoo.
I won't get another tattoo.
Well, you can anywhere, but not on your face.
A face tattoo?
Don't shave your head.
What the hell is going on?
Don't break anything because I'm not getting married to you if you're frimping down the aisle.
Frimping? All right, listen. Okay, everyone, I'm going to leave you now. So if your bridesmaids are coming on...
Get ready, guys.
Get ready for this. I'm going to leave you to introduce them. But thank you so much for all your messages. And guys, I'm going to be sending... You don't know this. I'm going to be sending lots of voice notes and things from the actual stag do in France, in the chalet. It's going to be unbelievable.
Unreal. Can't wait for this.
That's the end of...
Listener's Messages. Hello, everybody. I'm here Hello. With my two best friends.
Hello.
They're also my bridesmaids. I also have Bobby, who will probably be disrupting the whole episode. Emily is our social media manager, so you may have heard of her before. And we're going to talk a little bit about the boys on the stag.
Woo! So fun.
And countdown to the wedding. It's what, 9 weeks now?
She's not feeling anxious at all, is she?
And Jamie went on his stag. Today.
Today. 6 a.m.
Yeah, I have a little bit of sadness about it for some reason.
Me too. I felt sad when Charles left.
Like, I really did. Like, I feel, I don't know whether it's like loneliness or it's like, I don't know.
It's that's because like a, it's the stag. Like, that's a big deal.
The tingle
in
my tummy.
It's the stag do.
Yeah, it's the stag do.
That's going to be like a prominent part of Jamie's life forever. Like, he'll remember it. Well, he won't remember anything. He'll remember the flight.
Like, give us the goss. Read the itinerary out.
Well,
stripper.
Inside information is that Jamie's already drunk, like, right now. They've obviously they're trying on skis, like, half an hour ago. And
wait, they arrived at 12. Jamie calls me 5 times a day, usually. I've not had a peep out of him. I want Jamie to wear a helmet on nights out because I don't want him to slip on the ice.
And you bought him, she bought him sticky things for his shoes so that he didn't grip my on the ice. Today. Oh, he didn't take them.
And I wrote him a letter, didn't pack it. So I put it in the thing. He must have been like, what the fuck's that? I took it out. Because it was like, just a scrambled up bit of paper. He was probably like, why is that in my bag?
Oh, that's quite sad. You'll never know what you had to say. From what I've like gathered on stag views, like boys are like on top of the stag's behavior. Like they will be on it. They won't let him be on his phone. They won't let him call you. They'll like make sure he has a drink all the time in his hands. Unless this is like a chilled one, but let's face it,
it's not. But also skiing, I worry. Like I'm very.
Oh, same. I'm worried
about Charles.
Worried about Charles. Oh no.
They're all in black. Jamie's got like a multicolored blue suit. I chose it.
Should I tell you what Jamie? I know this as well. Ed organized for Jamie. I don't know if he's wearing this tomorrow. He's going to be skiing in a giant candy kittens bag.
Oh, fuck's sake, let's just promote the candy kittens one more time. Like, what?
But it's so funny. So I saw a picture of it.
It'd be like a photo of me, not fucking candy kittens. His favourite thing should be Mrs. Habu, not...
No, he's a candy kittens bag.
For what?
I don't... But it's so funny.
He's not marrying candy kittens, he's marrying me.
That's actually so true, I didn't even think of it like that. It's a giant bag and it goes over his head and his face peeps out of it and he has to ski in that. They're going to make him ski in
it. Perfect. Accident waiting to happen. He's like, whoop, get that. No, it's not an accident waiting to happen.
So guys, I do the social media normally for Newlyweds and I have been looking in the DMs and we've actually been sent in quite a few stories, some stag do horror stories. I do have one that I need to tell you both first because I don't know how you'll feel afterwards.
Oh no.
This is anonymous. And they said, so I had a stag a year or so ago and a stripper came. She made me strip down in front of a circle of 20 lads. She then walked out her boobies and motorboated my head between them. She hit my face so hard with her breasts.
No.
It gave me a nosebleed.
No, she just
smiled and told us she's never made a guy's nosebleed before. No kidding, hun. No kidding. Sorry.
Puppet. If it wasn't Jamie getting motivated by some women in bars, it has flushed into my mind.
I feel calm in the sense that if it's going to happen to anyone, it's Jamie. So you can worry about that.
But I feel like there are so many stories where you're put in the situation, it's actually really hard because you are the stag to then say, no, sorry.
I'm going to contemplate saying no. He'll be like,
no, there's no option. But also there's not even an option. I think that they just force it.
No, yeah. But guys, I'm upset because like us girls will be like, lol, 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 how funny. But those boys would actually...
What, they like it?
Well, they're probably going to get a bit turned on by it. But maybe not because he's doing it to Jamie. Maybe not if she's doing it to Jamie, their friend. But like, if there's a naked woman there, they're not going to... Like, boys are boys. That upsets me.
My partner is not on this stag, but he has previously been married before. And I mean... He had a stag. And he was... There were two limos. And he was thrown into one limo. And there was a stripper came on. And basically split, like literally split her legs in between. He was in between. Her whole vagina was naked. Like her whole vagina was out. Okay. And she put a dildo in its mouth and said, fuck me with this dildo.
No, I refuse.
Yeah. I'm already anxious. My heart is racing. I'm going to down this tequila.
He was on his own.
Jamie's going to be put in a room.
The boys were there.
No, what they do, they'll be like, the boys will be like, Jay.
I literally said this to producer Jack and he said, that's the PG story.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I have Jamie White, find my friends. No location found.
No.
That's not allowed. That's against the rules.
Wait, he pretends he doesn't know what it is.
No, shall I check?
That's not right.
I have Jamie on Find My Friends and I have Charles.
But he's turned it off. He's not just done it privately.
Can you check?
Yeah, but check. Charles turned his off at the airport and I was they're being
Archie,
really
Archie. I've got Archie. We're psycho. Archie doesn't know I've got him, so he's going to be like, what the fuck? This is Archie. No, they won't turn it off.
Can you see
Charles?
I don't have Charles on it.
Wait.
They've all turned it off. They're little scoundrels. What they do?
That's really, really, really rude.
That's really weird. Like, that's pretend weird. They don't know what Find My Friends
is. Well, what a space when we go on your hand.
We're going to start writing some bad reviews on Candy Kittens. Poisoned.
Guys, go. St. Nearly Raz has been cancelled for rude comments.
Yeah.
Rit you.
I've got an idea. Call Charles and pretend you're the stripper. And be like, what's the address that I'm coming to?
What
outfit should I wear?
Oh God,
I've put it on speaker.
Okay, here we go.
Hello.
Hello. I'm the dancer. Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I am the dancer for tonight. I was just looking for the address. I am slightly lost.
You are the what, sorry?
The dancer for the man. I am lost on the streets. Could you send me...
I think you've got the wrong number.
Oh, no, the dancer for Jamie?
Yeah, I think you've got the wrong number. I don't know who... Where did you get this number from?
I am a professional dancer. I got booked by Toby Wilkinson.
Yeah, Sophie, nice try.
That was so good.
If you love me, Charles, if you're having fun.
I can't believe you just did that to me. I was like, what the fuck? Why has someone given my number?
You sound very sober. I'm very impressed. Okay, Charles, we love you. We're on the podcast, but we will leave
you. I love you too. I'm just... Oh my God. Okay.
Yes, stay late for the fans.
All right, bye.
Bye. Okay, guys. We've got to leave you there because we're getting psycho and you're just all going to think the crazy, crazy, crazy girl runs. Yeah. But we love you. Thanks for listening.
Thanks.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.